Okay, and we are live. Welcome to the 49th episode, the ARC English podcast. Welcome, welcome. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, like to support the platform, you can like the video. If you're listening to it on Apple Music, Spotify, or a podcasting platform, welcome. Welcome to you as well. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to shoot us an email at arcenglish123@gmail.com, or you can just leave a comment down in the video below if you're watching on social media. Okay, now let's get into it. Today, we are going to be discussing the five qualities of successful English learners, okay? Things that I notice with people who successfully learn the English language, okay? Because contrary to popular belief, most people in the world don't speak English, actually, due to the heavy population in different continents. And actually, most people who try to learn English actually fail for a variety of different reasons, okay? So if you're someone who is trying to learn English, I'm going to show you exactly the qualities that I've seen from people who have successfully gone from not knowing English to becoming completely fluent in English, okay? So, and as we begin here, I see Abdikafi, yo, what's going on? Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the stream. I remember you from last time. Mrs. Angel, OMG, hi. You're finally live in a normal time to watch. Yeah. I know for some time zones, it's hard to catch me, but yeah. So welcome to the stream, guys. Nice to see you. Nice to virtually meet you, Mrs. Angel. Shout out to the people on Twitch as well. And so if you have any questions throughout the stream, just put it in the chat and I will address your question after I go over the five qualities of successful English learners. Okay. So number one, motivation. Okay. So motivation, where does that come from? Okay. Successful English learners have motivation because they have a legitimate purpose for learning the English language. They have a strong reason for learning the English language. Okay. So motivation is a tricky thing, because with motivation to learn a language like English, some days you feel really motivated and other days you feel lazy and you don't feel like doing anything. You feel tired. So it's really hard to do that consistently. Typically, what I've seen from the people who successfully learn English is their motivation stays afloat because they have an extremely strong purpose for learning the English language. Maybe they want or even need sometimes to leave their country to go live in an English-speaking country. A lot of the first world countries in the world are English-speaking countries. Even the ones that are not English-speaking countries, it still opens a lot of doors for you to travel to different places in the world if you understand the English language. In most countries in the world, there will be somebody who can speak the English language, okay? So motivation, it really just comes down to how badly you want it. How much do you want to learn the language? If you need it, you're going to do exceptional things to make it happen. If you do not really need the language, you just kind of want to learn it, maybe out of vanity, then perhaps your motivation will wane. Some days it'll be high and some days it will be low. Okay. Now, tying into motivation, the second quality of a successful English learner is consistency. So when it comes to consistency, this can come in many different forms. There's some people who consistently study 30 minutes a day. There's some people who consistently study for 1 hour per day. Okay. Personally, I would say you should not be studying for less than 1 hour per day when it comes to learning English. But it really depends on your schedule. So when it comes to consistency, the most successful learners every single day, even if it's minimal, they will absolutely make sure that every single day they are doing something to improve their English skills. Okay. So keep that in mind. Now, number three, it comes to open-mindedness. Okay. So how does open-mindedness have to do with learning English successfully? Well, the most successful English learners, They typically come from a place in the world where the culture and the social norms are quite different from those of native English-speaking countries. So if you want to learn the language, there's actually an entire culture integrated with the language that you're trying to learn. So if you're really fixated on your own culture and you're not really open-minded to learning or even understanding the culture associated with the English language, then it will be really, really difficult for you to become fluent or fully fluent in English. It'll be difficult for you to communicate and navigate your way around situations with other native English speakers. If all of your mannerisms, all of your manners, if all of your tendencies don't really correspond to the culture associated with the English language. Now, I won't go too deep into it, but of course, there are different nuances to the different dialects of the English language. But generally speaking, what might be considered polite or normal in China may not be considered polite or normal in the United States of America or England or any other country in the United Kingdom or perhaps even Australia. So keep that in mind. Now, number four, the fourth quality of a successful English learner is patience. Patience and perseverance. The people I've seen who learn English successfully, they have a ton of patience, okay? And that's because even if they don't see a lot of results immediately in 1 week, in 2 weeks, in 1 month, if they don't see a lot of results, they understand that it's a marathon and not a sprint. They understand that learning a new language is supposed to take a long time. It is not supposed to be quick. I find it almost a ridiculous expectation to think that you're going to become fluent in English quickly or overnight. It does not work that way, unfortunately. I wish it did, but it does not work that way. It will take patience. You will have to have patience if you want to see real results over time, okay? It could take you a year until you see a very, very noticeable difference in your level of English. It could take you years until you go from struggling to becoming fluent. And that's completely normal, okay? But if you practice for 2 weeks and then you quit and you give up, I don't know what your expectation is. You're not going to become fluent in English. You are not going to successfully learn the English language if you don't give this enough time, okay? And now number five. Effective communication skills, okay? Effective communication skills is definitely a quality of a successful English learner. What do I mean by this? I mean that successful English learners intentionally try to find situations that are realistic and find situations that are applicable to their particular lifestyle, okay? So it's really important that you don't spend too much time studying things that are not necessarily applicable to anything that you're going to do in the real world. For example, if you want to work for a company in English and you want to conduct your work in English and it needs to be formal, you need to learn business English, it wouldn't make a lot of sense for you to spend a lot of time studying slang terminology if you're not necessarily going to use it in a business setting, okay? So that's simple. So the people I've seen who learn English quickly actually are quicker than most people. They really focus and put an emphasis on learning things that will actually be useful for their particular lifestyle, okay? So those are the five qualities that I've seen from people who successfully become fluent in English and successfully master the English language. Okay. So to recap, number one, they are motivated because they have a real purpose for learning the English language. Number two, they stay consistent. Okay. Even if it's minimal, even if it's 1 hour a day, even if it's even less than an hour a day, in some cases, they stay consistent. They make sure every single day they are doing something to improve their English skills. Okay. Number three, open-mindedness. Okay. They're open-minded. They understand that the culture that is associated with the English language is different than the culture associated with their native language. Okay. Number four, patience. These people are patient. Okay. Successful English learners, they understand that they're not going to see results overnight. Okay. They're extremely patient. And then number five, effective communication skills. These people only focus or put a heavy emphasis on studying things that will actually be useful for their lifestyle. They'll study vocabulary words. They'll consume content that is directly correlated with situations that they may face in their particular life. Okay, those are the five qualities of a successful English learner. If you can incorporate all five into your learning regimen, then yes, I do believe that you will find success. It's just a matter of when, not a matter of if. Okay. So now we have a bit more time. If you guys have any questions at all, you can just put them in the chat and I will answer your questions and we will talk. Okay, Shah. Salam, sir. Okay, salam. Nice to see you, Shah. Saluki. Sorry if I ruined your name there. Saluki. Happy to be attending this lesson. Of course. Nice to see you. Nice to virtually meet you here. Abdi Kafi, Muhammad. One of the things I noticed myself, consistency, discipline, and resilience is which led me to feel confident and fearless. When I was basic, I would clam up any time when I try to speak. Okay, I see what you're trying to say here. So yes, exactly. Consistency, discipline, and resilience, it absolutely creates confidence. That's a great point. If you're consistent, if you work hard, if you're disciplined, if you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you tangibly have done it, you'll have a sense of accomplishment. And that sense of accomplishment is going to make you feel very confident when you actually need to apply your English skills, okay? If you've practiced speaking or practiced expressing your thoughts many times over again, if you practiced pronouncing certain words over and over again, when you come into a real-life situation, then it will feel easy. It'll feel natural. You'll be confident, for sure. That's how that works. I always say, if you practice something like thousands of times, tens of thousands of times, it's hard for it to not wash over. It's hard for it to not feel natural after doing it so many times. So that's a good point. Janti Rudy, happy to listen to you. Okay. Shout out to you. Thank you. Nice to have you here. So I'm trying to do these lives every Saturday around this time, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. If you recommend any other time, you can just let me know. Leave a comment below. And yeah, I'm here really to help you guys. I want to make becoming fluent in English as easy as humanly possible for you. I've made a lot of mistakes when I had to learn a new language. I'm trying to make sure that you do not make the same mistakes that I had to make. It'll make your life a lot easier. And as well, if any of you guys want some free advice, if you want to reach out, if you want help with your journey learning English, I'll post a link right here where you can get in touch with me and I will be happy to answer any of your questions or help you out just for fun, you know. It's very difficult to learn a new language, so I definitely understand how that goes. Here, I just posted the link. You can just visit this link. I'll put it on the screen here, and I'll help you out. That simple. Usually most responsive on Instagram, and we'll be trying to do lives on the other platforms as well. I know Instagram and TikTok. I think that would be very useful for you guys who spend more time on those platforms as well. So that's it for today. If you guys have any questions or any suggestions for what you may want to learn when it comes to learning English, just leave a comment down below or send us an email at arcenglish123@gmail.com. That is all for today. Until next time.